from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, seafarers everywhere. I just thought of this, that seafarer is spelled, maybe it's spelled S-E-F-C plus fair. And fair has a bunch of different definitions. And then it also is like one of those words that has another word that doesn't mean the same thing that sounds like it. Not onomatopoeia, but something else. And if you're wondering what this person is talking about, and they say clearly they don't know what they're talking about, you're right, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to be here for you for free twice a week. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now. And the whole podcasting industry is in that place, more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined. I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. It's one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. The percentage of sponsors that support the show is really how we keep this podcast free for everybody. So if you support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Tag them on social media like Lindsay did. Lindsay got a new Brooklinen Luxe Core sheet set. Let Brooklinen know know about it, let me know about it. Thank you, Lindsay, for keeping the show free for everybody. That's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need. If you need extra help right now, there's links to resources, international resources you can connect with right now in the show notes. It's about being a part of a community and being a part of positive change, saying Black Lives Matter, saying stop AAPI hate with our actions. There's links to resources you can connect with and learn more and take action in our show notes. And one of the organizations I recommend checking out that I'm supporting is the Student Freedom Initiative. It's at studentfreedominitiative.org, or you can use the links in our show notes. It's a 501(c). Student Freedom Initiative is a nonprofit organization dedicated to ensuring freedom in professional and life choices for students attending minority-serving institutions, and they work in close collaboration with schools and other organizations. And you can find out more at studentfreedominitiative.org. That is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Posty poster some. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. And edits episodes too. Carl W. the lecture. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bart. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and you see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bart. Don't forget to sign up for our referral program. We're putting some cool new rewards up there. It's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you, or in other parlance, sends you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. That could be thoughts you're thinking about from the past, the present, the future. Thoughts, feelings. It could be feelings, could be physical sensations, could be changes in time or temperature or routine. It could be something else going on. Whatever it is, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep. And what I propose to do, to attempt to do, like I said, is have a safe place. I got it set aside here, or I can send it to you. And I like to smooth it. I like to pat it. I like to rub it down first. Stretch it out. Tuck it in. Tie it, you know, wrap it with, tie it with a bow. Wrap it with, you know, like make it a package wrapped in string or whatever. And then what I'll do is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'll use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky are my dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So that means I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up and backtrack, talk a lot of nonsense in a voice that's neither. It's not traditional, not calming. It's just something you eventually, you say, oh, wait, no, this is soothing. It's different, so it kind of interrupts. Oh, I get it. This isn't like one of those, it's different. So, yeah, okay, so I got mixed up in my own intro. But a couple of things I want you to know. If you're new, I'm glad you're here. If you're a regular listener, holy mackerel, are you looking great. So glad to be here in your ears once again. What was I saying? Oh, so if you're new or you're a regular listener, here's a couple of important things. One most important thing is you. You're important, really. And your sleep is important. And more than that, and I know, like, this is, like, some people might listen to this and they might say pish posh or whatever, but I know this is something I struggle with, even when I don't realize I'm struggling with it. You deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place of respite, a safe place where you can unwind. You really do deserve that. And in this sense, like telling it to you, I hope a part of me starts to believe it too. Or so every time I say it, it does, because I say, yeah, clearly you deserve that. A bedtime that you could look forward to or feel neutral about instead of dreading or having rigmarole. And not only do you deserve that, you deserve what comes with it. If you can get the rest you need and deserve, your life will be more manageable, more enjoyable, and you'll be in a position to be in a better place and to flourish. And that means our world, even if your life is just a little bit more manageable tomorrow, that means our entire world's a little bit better. That's also true, as much as part of me and maybe a part of you, like one of the multitude of skeptics that lives in me, wants to say, no, it's not true, but it is. So you're important. The other side of it is, I know how it feels. So when I say all this stuff, like I said, I've been there, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. So if I can help, it does mean a lot to me. Now, there is a big caveat with the show because it is so different. It just doesn't work for everybody. I wish it did, and I hope it works for you. And the only advice I have is the advice that hundreds of thousands of listeners have told other people is give it a few tries and see how it goes. Because at first, the show is very different. The structure of the show is very different. The purpose of the show is different. The tone and the style are different than what you probably would expect when someone says, oh, this is a bedtime story podcast. And it's designed that way, but it takes some getting used to. So if you're skeptical or doubtful or feeling ambivalent, that's totally understandable. The show's free, so give it a few tries and see how it goes. So hopefully it does help you. See, I even have trouble talking. Hopefully it does help you. If it doesn't, I have a website, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. Has other sleep audio and sleep podcasts on there you could check out. Another thing is that this is a podcast you don't really listen to. You kind of consume it loosely. Now, you can listen, and there are people that listen or listen during the day for a break. But this podcast is more to be here for you to just barely kind of listen to it or listen to it when you want to. Or pretend to listen and be like, or to just hear it in the background. Like, this podcast could be background noise that's just total gibberish. Some people listen just for the rhythm of the show, like a TV in another room. And some people are listening for me to keep them company until they fall asleep. And some people, they just can't sleep and they're just looking for a friend in the deep, dark night. So, but it's a show you just, at first, especially, just kind of barely listen. Because if you're waiting for it to make sense or to get started, you'll get used to the fact that those things don't necessarily happen in the traditional sense. I don't make sense, traditional sense, you know, So there's that. It's also, this podcast really doesn't put you to sleep. It keeps you company while you fall asleep. I'm only here to distract you and be your friend. Just like if I was there in person at a comfortable distance, just talking to you or on the phone, and you said, hey, can you tell me a boring story? I can't sleep. And, I had a rough day, or I have to get up early, or I'm really excited about this trip, and I got to get some sleep. I say, no problem. I'm here. I'll just tell you a story. Just fall asleep whenever. So the podcast is here to keep you company, and if you can't sleep, it's here to keep you company. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your boar sib, your boar bruh, if you're, you know, in this, like if you hang 10. Even if you hang 12, does anybody hang 12? I guess it, like, does hang 10 have to do with your feet? I don't know. So those are two things. Another thing to know is the structure of the show is very intentional, but very different. So we start off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, or something like that. And then I say something silly. So you feel seen and welcome, and you say, oh, this tone of the show is very goofy and somewhat lighthearted, though it's all a serious matter. Try to be lighthearted about it. So that's the start of the show. Then there's support for the show. Then there's support for listeners. And that's the goal of, like, supporting you, supporting the community around the show, and supporting the fact that the work that goes into the podcast so it can be free and come out twice a week. And the patrons and the sponsors make that possible. Then there's the intro. So sometimes the support throws people off, and then the intro can also throw people off because it goes on and on and on for like 10 or 20 minutes of me kind of explaining what the podcast is and how it works. And some people think, is this just housekeeping? When is the show going to start? And I understand the frustration. But just like this podcast is not made to put you to sleep, it's here to keep you company. It's also here, the intro's here to help you wind down. And while there's a lot of different ways to use the show, for a large number of listeners, the intro is where they wind down, whether they're getting ready for bed or they're in bed getting comfortable. Some people skip the intro. Some people listen to story-only shows on Patreon. Some people fall asleep. All those are valid ways to use the show. But if you're new, test it out this way first. You just listen, maybe do something calming as you wind down or get ready for bed and listen or just get comfortable, do something chill. Because the intro, it gives us a transition from the day and the waking time to ideally the bedtime story and getting to sleep part. So the intro is here. It's different every time because I feel like my brain, the sleepless brain or whatever you want to call it, can very quickly adjust. So I try to keep the intro new and fresh, but also familiar so that whatever parts you are keeping awake, they can't quite adjust. They say, oh, okay, well, I'll just barely kind of listen because is Scoot's going to talk about seafaring? I think so. And then after the intro is business, again, that's what keeps the show coming out free twice a week. And then there'll be our bedtime story. Tonight it'll be a tale of Lady Witchbeard. So then, yeah, people start to fall asleep, or and they also set their sleep timers for 45 minutes, 60 minutes. Some people set it 30 minutes. So kind of see how it goes. So that's the structure show. Ends with some thank yous and good nights. That's why I make the show. And then, yeah, some of the content, even in the intro, is like that. So seafarer, when I see the word as a sight word, because I can't quite spell, it looks like seafarer. I never realized this really till I started recording this intro. It's the fare of the sea, right? Because you'd say normally if you were a seafarer, even though I know it's not spelled F-A-I-R, you'd hope for fair weather for the most part, right? You'd say, well, I'm a seafarer. I'm hoping for the sea to be fair. Or at least, yeah, you could say that's something intangible, but that the sea treats us all fair. But then I was like, is it spelled? I don't even think it's spelled like fair, like a fisher person would say, well, I'm bringing fair from the sea, you know, to help sustain people. But I don't know if seafarer is even spelled that way. Like, because that's a fair, you know, or you could say, well, figuratively, I'm making my living at the sea. That's how I get my fare is from seafaring. Maybe fairer, and this is really the limitations of my own vocabulary, is like someone who, like, because you'd say someone that transverses, is there a land fairer? Fair question. that was an accidental pun. Fair question, but is there a land fairer? Or a sandfarer, or a bog, I'd be a bog farer. Scoots is faring the bog. I mean, if you could be a sea, there's another SAT logic question. If sea is, if you can fare the sea, can't you fare a bog? Or swamp farer, Scooter of Sleeping Me Podcast, Bog Farer, Swamp Farer. And that's the truth. That's really where I get all the ideas. It's out of the old story swamp. So I don't know the answers to those questions, and they may be boggling your mind too. Because you say, oh, that's fair from the sea. What would Red Lobster say about this? Please don't co-opt my intros for your purposes, for the seafood lover in you, for the seafarer, from our seafarer to yours. You could put that on a gift card. I'll take a lot of money, and I don't want to be paid in gift cards. From our seafarer to yours. Fair seas well. So I just had seafarer on the mind because Lady Witchbeard is a seafarer. And you say, okay, that's enough of saying seafarer, especially because I don't know how it's spelled. Actually, let me pause. Okay, it is spelled S-E-A-F-A-R-E-R. So it is a person who regularly travels by sea. So, and then there's questions people ask. Seaman and seafarer different? Or mariner or sailor? Yeah, I don't know. A person whose trade or occupation is assisting the handling, sailing, and navigating of a ship. So anyway, at least it's spelled like fair. Is it like... But it doesn't necessarily answer the question, the other questions of if there is, you could be a land farer. If you live in a treehouse and built, if you work in trees, are you a tree farer? I mean, obviously, if you're a squirrel, that's the first thing that popped in my head. Of course, the squirrel says, yes, I am. Or Ewok. Ewok would be a tree. Are Ewoks tree farers? I mean, I'd say my time, like, I don't know, like, if people that hung out with Ewoks say, well, my time with Ewoks was more than fair. I mean, it doesn't seem like their justice system in Return of the Jedi was necessarily, seemed like you got in a lot of trouble just for trespassing on their territory. So I don't know fairness, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because I forgot everything that happened. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. I appreciate your time, and I really hope you work hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do this for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody. It's time for another episode of our episodically modular series, Tales of Lady Witchbeard. Tales of Lady Witchbeard tells the tales of Lady Witchbeard. She's a witch and a pirate and a heroine and someone I greatly believe in. And these are, what does episodically modular mean first? Oh, welcome to our bedtime story. We'll eventually get to it. But Tales of Lady Witchbeard is the Tales of Lady Witchbeard, a witch pirate, episodically modular. It means that you can listen to these episodes in any order, because I'm going to tell you everything you need to know right now, just in case. So even if you see episode 11 and you say, well, maybe I should start at 1, you could, after 11, you could listen to 1, or you could listen to 3, then 7, then 2, then 1, then 9, then 10. Then 2, 4, 5, and 6, I think you'd cover every, but maybe you'd listen to a few of them twice and you miss a few. because this is a sleep podcast, it's modular, meaning you could listen to them in any order, which is something the other thing, you know, others, they don't say Marvel's modular universe, even though that would be, I think that would be alliterative. I mean, maybe a think piece that I've never read because I said one day I'll read this think piece on Marvel's modular universe, phase four. I think that's the phase they're moving into or they're in, but I said, okay, that takes like, and I'm loving it. Holy cow. I made sure to go see Shang-Chi on opening weekend, but anyway, besides the point. So where was I? Oh, it's modular. You can listen to it in any order. Has a bit of seriality. Mostly it's a bedtime story. What do you need to know, though? Heroine is a lady witchbeard, witch and a pirate. What does that mean? Well, she was born in a witch world, a world like ours, but with witches, where, you know, where ours is just like humans, like, and you say, what are you going to do when you grow up other than be a human? Well, be a human doing this. In this world, a little bit more restrictive because you were a witch. They'd say, okay, so which role are you going to fill as you grow up? And Lady Witch Spirit said, well, not sure I feel like being in the witch world. I'm not sure, that feels limiting to me. And she discovered the pirate, the realm of the 13 seas where our tale takes place. Another world. Though when you're talking about 13 seas, same realm just sounds more, you know, when you're talking about spanning continents in another world, I mean, you could say which realm, but then you'd say, excuse me? Yeah, which realm are you talking about? The witch realm or the 13 seas? But which one is that? Is that the pirate realm? And I'd say, hold my Abbott and my Costello. But no, so there's a witch world. And the pirate realm, that's how I don't get mixed up with my accidental humor. 13 seas is a sea-based realm. Piracy reigned supreme at different eras in that realm. Mostly because there was more seas to pirate. We'd say in our world, I don't know, we're not talking about our world. So Lady Witchbeard made it there, became a famous, she was the only witch pirate I know of. She was powerful, but she was forced for good, had a lot of adventures, met me. I took her on another adventure. Then after that, she had to go on another adventure because I was scattered across the universe. Pretty standard sleep with me stuff. Then she needed some R&R. She happened to be where I met her first, relaxing at a bed and breakfast that I work at from time to time. And I knew she was there, tried to give her some time and space, but I said, she's like the leader I believe in. And eventually she said, okay, I've had enough time. Also, the Piracy Guild wants me to be an apprentice pirate again because my certifications ran out. And I played her the song Brandy, and she said, that reminds me of a myth in our world. Let's go look into that myth instead of me becoming an apprentice pirate. But, you know, all guild-based things catch up with you. So then she had to become an apprentice pirate under someone named Don Dankel. Now, most stories, this would have been, what would have happened is you would have said, this Don Dankel's so annoying. This Don Dankel's just, Or, you know, Don Dankel would have been an antagonist. While there was some antagonism with Don Dankel, because he was a bit of a swashbuckling Earl Flynn type pirate, but he also went by, not quite, because he was believed in libraries and books. And so he said, but he also believed in the guild rules. And so for a while, Lady Witchbeard had to become his journey pirate, I think. A journey person pirate or apprentice to become a journey person pirate or something like that. She was supposed to be on his crew. Now, because I'm more of a sidekick, there's no sidekicks guild that I know. There is, but they don't take my calls. I even called up Starkid because they did a musical about superheroes. And I said, do you have contact to the Sidekicks Guild? And they said, I'm sorry, this is the Lollipop Guild. And I said, oh, well, that's ironic because I'm telling the tale. Anyway, oh, I got to get back. I got to go by. And then that was it. So Lady Witchbeard was under Don Dankle's tutelage, I guess you'd say. Now, meanwhile, not everything was normal in the world of the realm of the 13 Seas. While we were looking for Brandy, we discovered a few important things that you might want to know, might not want to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. First, we discovered, and this might not be in order, but that the guild had shut down all the guild offices. So was there a Pirates Guild anymore? We don't know. Or, like, there wasn't any, their offices weren't open anymore. And their newsletters had stopped. Two, some other force was moving pieces around the board, as they say. And this force happened to want to mine something like cassava root on these shore-based trees, and was mining a lot of the cassava root using traditional mining equipment and mining massive amounts of this root. And, of course, all of us, Don Dankle said, we got to get to piracy. But Lady Witchbeard said, something's happening here. Also, we're on a quest to find Brandy. Maybe we had already found Brandy. Yeah. But she had to become a part of Don Dankle's crew. Something didn't quite add up, though, with Brandy. And maybe, I don't know if Brandy, maybe it'll be revealed tonight whether Brandy's the one moving the pieces on the chessboard. But so Lady Witchbeard said, that, Don Dankle, don't you find that strange that there's something now more valuable than gold? And it's not love or silence. It's cassava root or similar things in other regions of the 13 Seas. That led us, we kept trying to get away from Don Dankle. None of that worked. And eventually, let's see what happened. We ended up at an library island to try to do some research to figure out, well, what's this root? What else is happening? Brandy kind of, what do they call that when you mutiny? Not quite a mutiny, because I don't think, like, we were off the boat. She took our boat, Don Dankle's crew, left us at Library Island without any help. I think some other pirates came. We found out on Library Island, I don't know what we found out. We found out we needed to learn more. And because, again, I may have gotten this in the wrong order. Next thing you know, well, we're all working together, mostly as equals with Don Dankle and Lady Witchbeard on one scale of equals. And then I myself working, you know, doing my best. I'm from the human world, you know, so I don't have that skill set as a pirate or a witch. I can barely, as it's been said, at least in your head, Scoots can barely buckle his own swash. He can't even find his swash to buckle it. If he did, he probably would need some help, especially, I mean, if I had to go on my right hand, you know, I'm left-handed too. See, do you have any left-handed swashes that I, because it'd be easier for me to buckle. Also, where does a swash go? Is that the thing, is that like a plume in your hair? Is there a difference between a swash and a sash? Because, I'll buckle it. I just need some help because, they never had left-handed scissors when I was going to school, or maybe they only had one pair. And I said, hello, it's like 10% of the population. How many? And then that got me an F. I said, teacher, if you have one pair of scissors and you have 20 kids, how many pairs of scissors do you need for left-handers? And she said, you can share. And then, you know, this is why I couldn't be part of a guild. But obviously, no guilds take my calls because that's on my report somewhere. Okay, back to the story, though. So we worked together. We eventually left Library Island, really made some inroads at that library with the librarian and book beast, and even worked on some new cataloging system. Then we headed out on our next clue, which was this place. It was some sort of canyon or something that was really foggy. I thought it was going to be like the Bermuda Triangle. It just ended up as a really foggy canyon, thin. We went there, found that Brandy was leading this pursuit of some sort of mud or some sort of rock or mineral in the mud, which only existed there where the sun and the fog just happened to be interacting on a 24-hour-a-day basis. And that, they said it was a binding agent, I believe, and they took as much as they could, but they said it was, would have really concentrated. This is what I can tell you that I know. Then after they got away, first they got Lady Witchbeard, but we got her free. We got out of there, and we somehow, we also knew, oh, because we got her out of there, Don Dankle and I were frogs. They didn't know that. We got Lady Witchbeard free. We happened to be at the Isthmus and Newts, which I'd prefer, it would have been easier to call it Newt Island, but it's not an island. It's an isthmus. And on the Isthmus and Newts, Brandy and Brandy's crew was there to collect newt poo, or nudie poo, if you want to say it in a way that'll make you giggle. And yeah, technically, the excrement of newts. Like, they were there to gather that. Then we also figured out that this was part of some plan. They were going to mix all this together. The newt poo, the binding agent, and the cassava root, or whatever they call it. And when it's mixed with seawater, it becomes something like a Jell-O jiggler, which maybe like something like a gelatinous cube. Yeah, if you played a game before. Not sentient, though. I don't know if it has ever been. Were there ever sentient Jell-O jigglers in how about Toy Story 7? Rise of the Jell-O jiggles. The Jell-O jiggle with a like you could do a jig with a Jell-O. Okay, so we said, okay, and then we started to piece together, but also we discovered that Brandy was meeting with someone from the witch world who was known as the Conqueror of Realms. She was from the past in the witch world. She was, the whole thing, a lot of this was based on the man who loved the sea, who we assume broke Brandy's heart, but I think it goes way deeper than that. Never, trust me, never does, but that's like where you think it goes deeper. It does go deeper, but you can't go deeper than that anyway. So it's like, which is deeper? But so, you know, in the song, Brandy and the man who loves the sea, they're in love, but the man loves the sea more than Brandy. Turns out that's a myth that leaked in from another realm. You could ask, I mean, you could probably ask Loki about that one. Okay, so if you're not confused enough, so we watched Brandy meet with this a witch from the Conqueror. The other wild thing is she was from the past. She didn't even exist anymore in the witch realm, but Brandy somehow awoke her. So then we went to the witch realm because to investigate more, because the Lady Witchbeard said this isn't right. We traveled by cauldron. That's one of the ways, portal cauldron. And we went into the witch realm. We went to Lady Witchbeard's hometown, or the town she was living in and grew up in. And she's in a sustainable horn industry. That's a witch niche. I never thought to have ever said that in the whole show. Which niche are you in, Lady Witchbeard? But so the niche that her family worked in was horns and horn-based. They had a horn-based business. And actually the whole town was built around this horn-based business. Because we're not talking about, you say, oh no, so the witch world's just one town with a potion shop and a newt, you know. No, this was their industry. This was a company town, I guess. I don't know. I definitely don't know. I don't know anything about how witch society's organized because we just visited it briefly. And what we discovered was that, and it's important for me to fill you all in on this because we're getting towards the end here. But so what we found out there was that Lady Witchbeard's family and her coworkers. One, her first, I already knew this, but her first name's Connie. And, you know, they knew that Connie was one very powerful and has a bit of a furrowed brow from time to time. And they tried to, like, double and triple cross Brandy because I think they knew that, Brandy and Lady Witchbeard, they kind of put, they put all their witch eggs, proverbial witch eggs, in multiple baskets. So they said, one, we already told, like, yeah, we double-crossed you, Lady Witchbeard. We're working with the Conqueror Worlds, but we really didn't have a choice. Maybe now you're going to get so irritable that you'll overthrow the Conqueror of Worlds. But if you don't, but ended up Lady Witchbeard was practicing to be, you know, she said, well, if that's how you want me to react, I'm not going to react that way. And I guess she's grown. Because, she definitely acts that way with me when we're alone around smaller stuff. Like, did you eat that? She said, wasn't there two peanut butter cups in that package? And I said, what package, Lady Witchbeard? This is a bedtime story. I don't know what you're talking about. And she could get pretty irritable. And she said, I thought you were familiar with the Sword in the Stone. Like, do you want to be, you know... She says, do you want to become a wart? And I said, a wart on your face would be like a dream. A wart on your face in the sun. If that's all I could be, I'd be the first wart to write poetry, Lady Witchbeard, all about my existence. But no, probably not, because that would be, you know, I'll pass for the time being. Okay, so Lady Witchbeard, where were we again? Oh, so she, so they wanted her to get mad. She didn't. So then they also had triple-crossed. So they were saying, oh, if Lady Witchbeard, we already told the Conqueror of Worlds minions where you are. But I assume Lady Witchbeard knew that going in because she's like 50 steps ahead of me. You know, that's why I'm not even her sidekick. Like, I'm the one who polishes the sidecar. She had a plan. We got out of there, back out of the witch realm. And I think we got back and we knew the next thing we had to do is, like, the missing piece of all this was the man who loved the sea. And that was kind of how we got into it in the first place. We were looking for Brandy and the man who loved the sea. I don't know if Lady Witchbeard's plan was to reunite them, have him sit down and have coffee and talk it out, or some sort of, you're going to be scorned or something. So we found the man who loves the sea. He lived in the 13th sea, which is inaccessible from the other 12 seas, or inaccessible for anybody that wants to stay, any humans at least, or bipedal mammals, if you want to be able to reach the next stage of existence, because it was like a lower sea where the earth collapsed. We went there, met the man who loves the sea. He told, his name was Wilts, or that was a nickname we came up for him. Somehow it's supposed to be who loves the sea. I think, I don't know. But so he told us about how the 13th sea came to be, which was this battle between two of the ancient gods of the realm of the 13 seas, or I guess at that point it might have been the 12 seas, and how there was goddess of the sea who loved the sea so much she decided no more going to the big farm for any sea-based beings. And the person that runs the next stage of existence that relies on, and probably I would bet, you know, if the oil companies heard about this, they'd go back in the past and say, no way. You know, you say in our world, how come nobody's invented a time machine? You know, Doc Brown did, but that's imaginary. And I'd say, well, if you play this podcast for the executives of oil companies, but you pretend it's a real report, you know, in the future, not that long, there's going to be someone that's going to stop, in the past, all of the people, all of the organic-based beings going to another realm, but leaving behind their corporal bodies. They would invent a time machine in like 5 minutes. I can guarantee it. And they'd say, you invented a time machine just to go back to make sure there'd be fossil fuels? Well, boy, our priorities, they say, going to the moon. We're going to the past to stop this goddess who was going to stop, who was going to make life last forever. Now, like a lot of things we all do, I mean, these aren't perfect gods or goddesses. These are like these, ones that kind of, you say, well, that reminds me of me a little bit. I don't have those powers, but I make mistakes like that all the time. So this goddess, didn't realize, she had this desire. And now, meanwhile, the other god on the other side of the post world, or whatever you want to call it, down in the inner earth world, or their inner earth, but said, no way. And then they called like the other gods or the higher ups, and they said, what's up with this? And they said, deal with it yourselves. We don't have time. And that caused a lot of chaos because they kind of battled back and forth. Meanwhile, all the organic-based beings on the earth and the seas said, well, this is disrupting our way of life. And I think what happened, now this is a myth. So you say, Scoots, this does not make any sense at all. And I'd say, it's all big, one big myth. That's what I say, that's what I say with everything. Did you spill milk? No, just Kraft and a myth over here on the countertop. The myth of the full thing of milk. Myth of the perfect pour. I mean, that one's a myth. So the gods worked it out. Not totally, but that's how the 13th sea got pulled down there. One god was trying to preserve the sea. The other god's trying to drain it right into the middle of the earth and steam it all up. And so these powerful humans, I think they maybe got powers from some other god or something. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. But they said, okay, we'll work this out. So they created this thing called the drain. I mean, they didn't call it the Great Drain or anything, but it was a drain that could control the flow because there was like holes in the earth at this point. And so that put the sea and the worlds back in balance. I'm pretty sure the gods, once they started shaking everything up, they probably found another realm to mess with. Maybe, maybe not. But the thing with the drain, like all drains, especially giant ones that an entire ecosystem relies on to maintain the balance of the entire, what they would consider their entire universe, needs a cleaner. And a cleaner needs magical powers. And that's where Wiltz was part of a long tradition of people who loved the sea so much, they would live in isolation cleaning this drain. Now, I mean, kind of, I guess more or less in the way you'd imagine, but in a much grander scale. And we said, by the way, dude, Brandy's looking for you, and also the entire way of living up on that sea is disrupted. Also, Scoots forgot to tell you, we're pretty sure their plan is to gelatinize the whole sea in some sort of deal they made between the Conqueror Worlds and Brandy. And, to gelatinize the sea, they'd have a total hold on trade, I guess, whatever. I don't quite understand it other than, and you say gelatinize, and I say, yeah, turn the whole sea into jello, but not edible jello. And that's what Wilt said to us, no way, not possible. And we said it actually is, because we said, I don't know if anybody did any math, but they said it seems like it's possible and it's going to happen. And it's time for you to go back. And at least at first we thought we could just make Wiltz accountable if it was just Brandy's irritation with Wiltz. But I don't think that was the case. But now we're getting ahead of ourselves. But Wiltz said, well, somebody's got to stay here and clean the drain. And so Don Dankel said, okay, I'll stay here and clean the drain because Like, well, there's a library where you get trained, plus you get magical powers, plus Don Dankle's heroic, and not quite as heroic as the Lady Witchbeard, but still. So then we had to get out of the, now, so you're at the bottom of, like, something 10 times as tall and as grand as Niagara Falls. And the water flows in, eventually it gets to this drain. I mean, you're talking, this is a massive scale, not something small. And then the water pours through this magical drain. And we didn't know, no one knows where it goes because nothing's come up the drain before. Otherwise, it would be, there's no, I don't know if there is such thing as two-way drain. But as far as I know, this one we didn't think was a two-way drain. So we kind of created something to get out of there. So Wilts, Lady Witchbeard, and I could get back up to the surface world and set things right, stop the sea from being gelatinized. And so that's actually where we left off, and quite some coverage there. And I know Antonio Banderas is here, but because we went so long, Antonio's going to stay in character to kind of introduce the bedtime story part, because this was kind of already like a bedtime story. And Antonio will just try to do an Antonio, like try to, so ladies and gentlemen, as a boy said, girls, this is my imitation of Scooter. Antonio, what am I? Banderas, do I have bonds or bonds? Do I wear Ray-Bans? I don't know. This is Tales of, Lady Witchbeard. Splamash. Yes. Yeah, that's the Tales of, that's Antonio Banderas. That's pretty good. That sounded exactly like me, but more handsome. That was the most handsome, I don't know. Yeah, so thanks. That's Antonio Banderas. This is Tales of Lady Witchbeard. So Lady Witchbeard's Daw. Daw, have you been talking? Because while I was resting, it felt like you were talking. No, yeah, so like you said, while you were, I thought you were meditating, not sleeping. You said to go over everything I remember so we could see what we're missing. And we're still moving, Lady Witchbeard. I wasn't finished on everything that happened. So you want me to keep going? Yeah, keep going. So we went down the drain. We created our cauldron. And yeah, all that worked. I think that Lady Witchbeard, I don't need to go into that, how brilliant your plan was to get us down the drain and to stay totally, we're safe as a, in a like a cocoon. And the three of us worked together to get through there and use magic. And I did, I think I did a pretty good job guiding us and all that. But then what happened was that, unfortunately we came out, and what we didn't expect, was as soon as we popped out, we were surrounded, and there was like an armada, and Brandy, who seemed like, Brandy and the, Conquered Worlds had become one. And so that was a surprise, but it wasn't a surprise to them because they were waiting for us because somehow, well, they had sent the cauldrons down that we used to, like, so they kind of set us up, and unfortunately, if we fell right, like, that was a part of their plan all along, so I was surprised at that, Lady Witchbeard. I know you're meditating, but, that at some point, I think, don't worry, I mean, we still have plenty of time, but you were outplayed, and maybe that'll help you stay, like, not, I don't think due to anything of your fault, like, but I just was trying to figure out when and who outplayed you, just so I could, you know, focus some of, maybe I could create, I'm supposed to stay away from being resentful, but I don't want to say outsmarted, because I don't know if it was smarts, but somehow along the line, whether it was from your witch world or from Brandy or somebody, like, set us up to do, we're just cogs in the wheel or something, which was not what I expected, because they needed us to come out through that hole. And so then they, Brandy and the Conqueror, like, started using their power to clog the drain temporarily, while Brandy took the power away from Wiltz, which did not look very, and Brandy did say it's personal, but then it sounded like multiple voices there. So I'm sure you can explain to me all that. Now, luckily, a couple of good things, you know, even though, you know, I'm outsmarted all the time, Lady Witchbeard, so it's nothing to feel bad about. Even in games, like, this isn't, even though this isn't a game, it's real. I say, how did that happen? I thought I was winning. And then, so we ended up being pawns. Unfortunately, we were pawns. So Lady Witchbeard strong on were. And so, so they needed to clog the drain. But, I'm getting ahead of ourselves, because you said, so we can come up with a plan. So they were going to replace the drain or cover the drain with their own drain that had, it's a good thing they didn't care. They totally had us, so they didn't care. But they, we're going to replace the big drain. Or I don't know. I guess I wasn't paying attention. But basically that they made it their own drain or metal net, which I guess a drain is kind of that binding agent. I guess they're going to put it over the drain. I mean, a drain on top of a drain. But it's not really a drain. It's something so all the water that passes through it will interact with the binding agent. In that sense, nothing to do with what I said earlier. Pretty smart. I said, holy cow, how many people do they have working on solving this solution, which is not a solution for us or any of the beings of this world, but whatever problem they're trying to solve, which is gelatinizing the sea. Seems like I'm impressed. I think a healthy dose of impression will help us. So I'm just trying to figure out a way to go through all this without you, because even though you're meditating or sleeping, your brow is furrowed. But only way through this is forward, even though we're going, I guess I feel like we're going sideways. Okay, so their plan was to put the new drain on. Now, the good news about that, before I get to the rest of their plan, is twofold. One, Don Dankle's down there. And we could tell right away that Don Dankle was not going to just let them walk in and replace the drain. I mean, they couldn't walk in anyway. The Conqueror Worlds had to use a bunch of power, another positive from a negative, because whatever sort of magic casting was going on, it took a lot of attention. And they also needed to get the powers from Wiltz, to take Wiltz's powers. Also, very focus intensive. And because of that, Wiltz had enough time to scatter the armada with a bunch of waves and stuff, which was the last thing, seems like, Wiltz did before Wiltz's powers went away. And so we were able to get away. I mean, eventually they'll come chase us, but I don't think they feel the need to, because their plan seems at this time to be pretty solidly on course. And their plan, as I understand it, Lady Witchbeard, is, and again, unfortunately, we were like, they didn't know where the drain came out. And I guess they needed Wilt's powers to finally put the drain in or something. Or Don the Ankle's powers. I mean, I guess the powers are in between the two of them. I don't know about that, but whatever happened, I guess I already went through that. That's why your shoulders and your neck seem to be tensing. So they're going to cover the entire sea with nudie poo. It's like they have like a recipe. This is all stuff I heard, and some stuff you told me, because you said keep listening, and I'll keep telling you everything I'm hearing. And it was something like 10,000 units of cassava root, to something like 10 nudie poos to like 0.1 or 0.01 of the binding agents. So all they need to do is, and I guess unfortunately, so they're going to run all the cassava root over the falls, and it's going to keep churning and cycle through the entire 13 seas eventually. Seems like it would take a while, but maybe that's why they need the powers of the drain cleaner. Maybe they could, I don't know, I didn't get that far. I knew they needed the powers so they could hold the water, so they could put the drain in place. And they certainly had a lot of minions, so I don't think Don Dank will be able to stop them for very long with that part of their plan. But send the cassava root over the falls. That's what the whole armada's for, because it has all those things. I think they're pushing cassava root into the sea. And then I guess all they have to do is put nudie poo in the sea. And you said they'll probably do that by bird, since they have all... Oh, that was the other thing. All those ships had witches on them, and they all had a lot of birds. So your theory is that they're going to use the birds to distribute the nudie poo. So that would be all the ingredients coming together and getting mixed by waterfall and the natural flow of the sea and whatever the currents, and then probably some sort of magical powers, maybe. And it's happening on a scale that I don't see how... So I guess, does all that sound, also, where are we going, Lady Witchbeard? Just so I know, because I love moving by power Earthsea. I mean, there's nothing I love better than feeling like I'm when you're making a ship go on its own. Okay, Daw, that was good. And yes, Daw, healthy respect is the term you were looking for. And I guess I didn't have enough healthy respect, or, Daw, we were put in a situation where we just had to do our best, and we're both familiar with that, and at this time, our best was, I guess, what they were expecting, even though I tried to act how they didn't expect me with my family. Maybe somewhere along the lines, I'll be honest, I don't like to be manipulated, but I don't know that we necessarily could have predicted any of this. Unfortunately, we are, as you said, when you're outmatched and out-pirated and out-witched on top of it. Now, I do have a theory, Daw, but I'll tell you where we're going is the last pirate outpost. Oh, Lady Witchbeard, is it like the one in the movies where all the pirates go to party and it's like hidden with gold and stuff? And I mean, I guess I probably don't think it would be. It's where the Pirates Guild has a place for members of the guild to retire. And it's hidden away because it's in the history of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years or less, whenever in this realm, pirates fallen and out of favor, but retired pirates are retired pirates, and we feel like if you choose to retire with the guild, you should be left alone. So it's actually just, now there is a guild headquarters there, and I'll be honest, I was letting, and I think Don Danko at the same time, we were assuming that wouldn't, we thought we had other options. We could say the pirates are retired there. And so I guess in some sort of way that we were judging them based on their status and their age, which was wrong, Daw. I was wrong. Don Danko was wrong. We did not see a value, or even, I guess we were so not seeing things correctly that it didn't even come up. Oh, well, there's a guild there. It's hidden. If Brandy and the Conquered Worlds were shutting down all the guilds, we can only hope that they were also operating from a place of ignorance, as Don Danko and I were. So we're going to go there. But let me tell you my theory, Daw. I don't quite have it all figured out. I thought this was a simple thing of trying to get to the bottom of something that was calling to me. Brandy and the man who loved the sea. Did he really love the sea that much? Did he love piracy? What about this Brandy? And that's what drew me into that song, was just, I know there's a myth in the realm of the 13 Seas that's similar. And I know the pirates, you know, not always the best. And so that's what drew me to investigate all that, Daw. But I think with what Wilts told us and what we've seen today, I think this world is... I have to believe that the Conqueror Worlds and Brandy, I can't be positive that either one of them are the gods that Wilts talked about, the goddess who loved the sea. I'm like, is that Brandy? Is the goddess who loved the sea influencing Brandy or the Conqueror of Worlds? But I think, or is it... even the god of the inner earth, the Middle Earth god, is that god at play? Like, did they reach an agreement off world? We'll say, and want Brandy and the Conqueror Worlds, and they say, well, we'll just slow everything down. You'll still, you know, and also. I think it is personal, and understandably, Brandy isn't happy with the man who loved the sea. So maybe that left Brandy open as a vessel. Oh, Lady Witchard, is that like a thing coming up? Is that where the hideout is? Yeah, kind of, Daw. It's very typical of what you'd expect. Yes, we're going to go inside that mountain through a cave, and we'll come out and it'll be paradise, but we're going to go straight to the guild office, and I'm picking up speed because I really think that we have to act before. I'm trying to calculate how long it's going to take the Armada to regather because it is under witch power. And I want to act as soon as possible while the Armada is still scattered a bit before everything gets back. We still have a fair amount of time. That's good because it took a long time. I mean, I think we slept for like 3 or 4 days. Daw. Well, Lady Witchard, what if they're still setting us up? Would they want to find this last guild or whatever, retirement village? Well, it's a community for a guild. Yeah, anyway, Daw, not important. No, I don't think there's only one thing here that we need. And that's why it's the last guild stronghold. Oh, there's something secret here? There is, Daw. It and I played a part in it. They took me here. And back when I was a leader in the guild and pretty active, we were talking about, okay, we have to keep, this is one of our top guild priorities, because every pirate says, oh, if I do my years in the guild, I pay into the guild, you know, I get taken care of. There's a lot of benefits of membership, but one day, you know, maybe by myself or maybe my family and I would like to move somewhere and enjoy our quiet years. And even I thought that would appeal to me, Daw. No, I didn't think my quiet years would come so soon, but, you know, every year with you, it's like 40 years anywhere else. Lady Witch Red, I think that's probably, unless witches live like 500 years, that's probably not accurate. It just feels that way, though. Yes, Daw. But so one of the things we came up with, just in case, was a way for anybody here to get a hold of any pirate out there in case they had to call and they say, hey, we're getting harassed by these, you know, this continent who thinks, you know, they're, oh, we're into colonizing, oh, we're into democracy, whatever, we're going to come. No, leave the pirates alone. Not that they could have found it, but just in case they did, there's a way to contact every pirate in the 13 seas. Really, Lady Witchbeard, is it like, is it some sort of flag system? Like, that's like that pops up flags everywhere? No, Daw, but it is that it does sound similar. What is it, Lady Witchbeard? Well, it won't just get a hold of every pirate, Daw. It'll get a hold of everybody drinking out of a flagon or near a barrel of ale or spirits or rum, like we call it a flagon cast. Wait, a flagon cast? Like FaceTime in a flagon? Yes, Daw. Like I'll give a speech and it'll come across in every flagon and barrel of ale anywhere. There's nothing. Once I activate it, it's magic outside of me. I don't need to do it. The magic is already built into this universe. It's already been powered. It took me many, many years to invest. And there it is. There's the guild office. And people are coming. They see us coming in. So I think we should get this done. Well, I guess they'll see what I'm going to say. And Daw, I think if I just alter the spell a little bit, I can also cast my message to every cauldron at sea. And every cauldron in this world, here, follow me and close the door and, you know, just like they'll all know what we're saying because they were carrying their own, you know, a lot of the retirees, even though it might not be spirits, they might be just enjoying another beverage in their flagons. Okay, so hold on, Daw. I'm just going to send out a message real quick. I'm just going to stand here and I'm sure that, hello, everybody. This is Lady Witchbeard. If you're seeing this message, you're somewhere in the 13 seas, and I need you to pass this message on to everyone who can hear it, whether you're a pirate or a witch or just a, you know, landlubber. You probably know something is afoot here in our world. And there's intermediaries, and I don't know if those intermediaries are from our world or another world, but they're plan will not be good for anyone. Maybe a few of you are watching this. A few of those of you that already have acquired power. But anyone else watching this message, if you're watching this message, you probably had your power taken away before. But this will be, it'll take away too much power. They're going to change the seas. So they're no longer navigable by ship, but by some sort of canal system that'll be under the control of the ruling groups on each continent. But really, those groups will be under the control of one or two figures that we can't even determine what their motivations are, other than power and control. They don't seem to have anyone's best interests in hand. So my message is, if you're watching this, if you're in a ship, if you're a witch, if you're a pirate, to turn around, bring your ship and the barges back to shore, empty out the cassava root, bring it to a lake. Whatever you do, take your ships away from the falls. Now, you may say, well, we're dealing with something stronger than that, Lady Witch Spirit, and we're worried about it. Or, you know, we only have partial control. And I would say to all of you, dig deep right now. Dig deep and find that place in you that doesn't like being controlled by some force that doesn't have your best interests at hand. Think about being safe. I want everyone watching right now to think of the safest place you can imagine and say, well, what if this conqueror world or this brandy wanted to take that place and step on it with dirty shoes? How would you feel about that? So that's one part of it, is you can act now and you could stop this and you could save the seas, save everything you love about the seas. And those of you from the witch realm, don't think this is going to stop here. We know it's not going to stop here. It's going to go into that realm as well. So don't think that this just stops here unless we stop it here. But one more thing to all of you watching. Most of you are familiar with me, or you've heard tales of Lady Witchbeard. Do you know the kind of person I am? Sometimes fair, but not always, and sometimes my brow is furrowed, in my wake rocks boats. So know that I'm sending you this message now as a chance. You can act now, and you could stop all this, and I can work with you, and we can deal with Brandy and the Conqueror of Worlds. We can deal with them together. Be probably a lot easier if we're all working together. And, you know, you probably won't see my furrowed brow. You won't feel my wake. But I tell you this, and I tell you it with certainty, you could make another choice and just choose to go along because you're following these other leaders, these godlike leaders. You could make that choice, but I won't forget it. And Lady Witchbeard, you know, you've heard the tales. Lady Witchbeard doesn't forget. You're saying it right now. Lady Witchbeard doesn't forget. And your bill will be due. So I'm going to be watching right now. I can see every ship here. And as I'm casting in a cauldron to watch all of you. And you could send your message to me now. Keep going towards your goal that you're being guided to. Or turn around. Ask the pirates on board, the crew on board, where's the closest port we can get to, and turn your ships around. So I expect you to make a choice. I expect you to make it right now. And I know what that choice will be, because all of you think about that safe place. So let's keep it safe. Let's self-preserve those safe places. So act in your best interests. Please, Lady Witchbeard, giving you one opportunity and only one good day. What do you think, doll? How'd I do? I would have rehearsed. It was pretty good. I mean, I could have told you, like, there was a speech in like a movie one time about the 4th of July or something. You could have just copied that speech, but that one was good. Lady Witchbeard, here's the thing. I follow you because you're a leader, not because I'm afraid of you. but I am, but because I don't want to let you down. Look, Daw, the ships are pausing. Are you sure your cauldron thing's not glitching? Because it looks like it's glitching. No, Daw, they're pausing and... Yeah, it looks like some of them are putting up more sails. Hopefully that means they're... Oh, no. They're trying to go faster towards the goal. Oh, boy. Does that mean... Yeah, Daw. I was afraid of this, Daw. I mean, I was afraid we would be on our own. But their influence is just too strong. It's a different kind of leadership. It's like this, some sort of godlike charisma tied in with that self-interest. And they don't even... Lady Witchbeard, are they under limbic? Like, are they like a... Like, you know, when we talk, do you ever listen to me when I tell you the stuff, like I say, okay, they're under a limbic thing where they're in fight or flight and they can't even listen to you, which they should be fight, they, that which you tried to put them in flight or flight too. I don't want to again say mistake, but probably can't, can you cast another one and just say, by the way, maybe. Daw, I can't. Once the magic went out, those Brandy and the Conqueror Worlds are already reacting to counter it. Well, yeah, they're definitely not going back, Lady Witchbeard. Oh, wait, the door's opening. Somebody has to... Oh, hello, are you a retired pirate? Lady Witchbeard, we were listening. We'll be your crew. We don't have any barges, but we're here. Okay. And so do you have ships? We do, Lady Witchbeard, and we're ready. Well, Daw, it's time for piracy then. There's only one way to stop all this, and that's to be a witch pirate. Lady Witchbeard, does this mean yes, Daw, it's time for something even more than an adventure. It's time to rest, so tomorrow we'll gather all the crews here and we'll set out and I'll come up with a plan and we'll put a stop to all this. That's great, Lady Witchbeard. Okay, so I guess we'll take a rest then. Yeah, Daw, there's a couple of cots right here. So we'll rest, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. And we'll get ready to be witch pirates. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the podcast recently over on Apple Podcasts. Wordy Worderton says, lifesaver, discover the podcast while on vacation at my boyfriend's mother's house. And it was my first visit. I wasn't feeling good, couldn't sleep, stumbled upon Sleep With Me when I really needed to sleep. And I turn on the magic, I drift off to sleep. Thank you for your hard work. MB9 says, puts me right to sleep. Couldn't tell you what an episode about the podcast is because of how quickly I fall asleep. So soothing, so relaxing. Recommending it to my friends. Challenge Assist says, hashtag miracle. Since January, I've been listening to dramas. So I'd yawn, fall asleep, and wake up again. But ever since my mom told me about the Sleep With Me podcast, it's been the best thing that's happened to me. And somebody put no frowny face, one star, no. Pete says, from Australia, says, new listener, found your podcast uplifting and amazing. I'm living alone. I get lonely. And I listened to this good two episodes last night, two today. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I found your sleep podcast through another sleep podcast. Thank you. Then JHGFRFHKKBBFSG123456788866555 from Australia. Says I rarely make it to the end. On again, off again. Listener for a few years. I can vouch for this podcast. Helps immensely. Once I'm drifting away, Oh, often I'm drifting away to the beginning. So droll by pairing this with the boring, repetitive storylines. You can have a snoozy time and relax so fast. It's like white noise with ridiculous subliminal bedtime stories woven through. Then from South Africa, YVUYFUTUDYTFUY. Says Z's across the deep dark night. Puts me to sleep so easily from the first episode. Quirky, comforting, charming. It's not skipped a single night since I discovered it. So thank you, everybody, for taking the time to review the show and supporting it. Sleep With Me exists a free show because of people who support the show on Patreon, support our sponsors, and we're able to be here for you twice a week because of that. And we grow as a show by people spreading the word using our referral program at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer or just spreading the word about podcasts in general. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like seven episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.